Our meditation for this morning will be based upon our gospel and the exchange between a desperate father and Jesus, where the man asks our Lord, "If you can do anything, take pity on us and help us," to which Jesus replied with his own question, saying, "What do you mean, if you can?" Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Doing the impossible. Someone once said, doing the impossible just takes a little longer, costs a little more. Well, I suppose so long as you're referring to an engineering, logistics, or a commitment problem. I'm sure that when President Kennedy announced that our nation would put a man on the moon in less than 10 years back in 1961, that there were plenty of people who thought that was impossible. But we did it. We know that as the plans for D-Day and the Allied invasion of Nazi-occupied Europe were being laid out, that there were plenty of general officers who believed it would be impossible to pull off. But we did it. Can you imagine what folks 4,000 years ago in Egypt thought when a pharaoh proposed the construction of the first pyramid? Impossible. But they did it. Sometimes we will hear of personal accomplishments that seemed impossible. Take Dawn Webster. She suffered a stroke while giving birth and became completely paralyzed as a result and could only communicate with the world by blinking. But that didn't stop this 30-year-old mother from earning a college degree by blinking. I kid you not. They set up a computer that would discern her eye movements, allowing her to type and answer questions. And just so you can get a sense of this woman's dog determination, it would literally take her 3 weeks just to complete a single exam. But she did it, even though it seemed impossible. So yeah, we could say that people are capable of doing and accomplishing things that seem impossible. Yet there are going to be limits. There are going to be things that will be impossible for us to do, no matter how much time, effort, or money we put into it. For instance, humans are not going to start flying like birds. The laws of physics will prevent us from traveling faster than light. And no one is going to be able to escape having to pay taxes. Now that would be an impossibility. Oh yeah. And no one is going to be able to escape death either, for that is the inevitable end for all sinners, the Bible informs us. Defeating death is an impossibility for us. We all know this from personal experience, as did the disciples of Jesus, who one day got into an argument with the teachers of the law, those men who watched over the people intently to make sure that they were following all the ordinances handed down by the religious leaders. St. Mark records that this incident was occurring while Jesus was in the Mount of Transfiguration, and that this confrontation was still going on when he and the three disciples who had accompanied him to witness this miraculous display of Christ's glory came down from the mountain. "What are you guys quarreling about?" Jesus inquired. "Teacher," a man replied, "I brought my son, who has been tormented by a demon since childhood, and I asked your disciples to help, but they could not." It would appear that this commotion had begun with a man's impossible request and Jesus' disciples' inability to fulfill it. What we know about the scribes and the Pharisees, they probably saw this as an opportunity to discredit Jesus and to show the people that putting their trust in the ministry and teachings of Jesus was misplaced. "See, he nor his followers can help you." I have no doubt the argument went, and the disciples themselves seemed to have been dumbfounded by the demons' refusal to listen and to obey them. But therein probably lay their problem, for we ourselves have no power over the devil. He is bigger, stronger, and smarter than we are. And it would be foolish, if not impossible, for us to think that we could overcome his deceit and his power. Just consider that single angel who killed over 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. Do you really think you could go toe-to-toe with a fallen angel and defeat him all by yourself? Impossible. Therefore, as Jesus says in our text, this kind can only come out by prayer. But what kind of prayer? Allow me to share one with you that I wrote several years ago specifically for use whenever someone is confronted by demonic forces, and I humbly submit could have been of use to the disciples that day long ago. Begin by making the sign of the cross and say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, my Lord and Savior, and by the power of the Holy Spirit who has gifted me with faith. I thank you that you have called me to be one of your children, that I bear the mark of the cross of Jesus, both upon my forehead and upon my heart, marking me as a redeemed child and an heir of heaven. I thank you that you hear all my prayers and requests. I ask, therefore, in Jesus' name, that you send your holy angels at once to guard and to protect me, to drive this evil force away. Yahweh, Adonai, you who have created all things, extend your mighty arm to crush this presence that dares to confront one of your children. Sweep this unholy thing from my home and presence and into the abyss. Good Lord, intercede in my behalf. Make thy presence known. I make this urgent request that you intercede in my behalf in the name of Yahshua, my Savior. Hear my prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you noticed, in making this prayer, you're acknowledging your authority as a baptized child of God, and you're exercising your right to make an urgent request of God. And that's it. You're not demanding this or that of the evil forces. In fact, you don't even address them. You only focus on God, who can command and drive out demons. My sense from reading this account from St. Mark is that the disciples had made that critical mistake and had looked to themselves to cast out the demon rather than looking to God, because that's the whole point of this episode. Man's inability to overcome evil and Christ's ability to overcome it for us. If you can do anything, take pity on us and help us, the Father implored of Jesus. And that too must be our own plea. For although we're not physically possessed by the devil, we so often fall for his deceitful schemes and our own sinful corrupted flesh, and so we too must pray that these things be cast out of our lives. We need to stop looking to ourselves to do something that is impossible for us to do, and instead to look to Jesus, whose very name, when uttered out loud, makes demons shriek and convulse. For nothing is impossible with him, including our salvation from sin and eternal death. This morning, we've met a desperate father, whose humble plea for help reveals the profoundest of faiths. For what greater faith can there be than to look to Jesus, to strengthen one's own weak faith, and to go to him in our time of need? Jesus had no problem casting this demon out, for he has control and dominion over everything he has created, which makes this journey he was on that day even more remarkable, for Jesus was literally on his way to Jerusalem for the last time, and there would allow the forces of evil to take his very life on the cross. But Jesus was willing to set aside his glory for the agony of the cross, because sins, your sins, needed to be punished, and he was sacrificing himself on your behalf, enduring the punishment we so rightly deserve. Amazing, isn't it, that God doesn't leave us in the gloom and doom of our sins, but instead takes our sins and places them on his Son, Jesus. God is indeed merciful, for we can never out-sin his grace. And after having made atonement for us, Jesus rose from the dead. An impossibility, but he did it. And a time is coming when he shall do the impossible for us and raise us too, to live in Eden forever. Impossible, but it's true. And now may the peace of God, that surpasses all human understanding, may keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord forevermore. Amen. Our Lord's blessings to you in the coming week.